have to work on Sunday, they can come to church for themselves. Hallelujah. Yes. Wait. But wait. There's more? No. Use the microphone.
Okay.
The reason is, you know, last week I listened on the, you can just hold that because in case somebody else needs it.
Okay.
Last week my wife and I listened to the services online. Hallelujah. We kept tabs on y'all. And it was good. But there was these breaks because, you know, people would interject stuff. But on the tape, you can't hear that. You can't hear any of it. There's just this big pause. It's like, oh, what's being said, you know? And then you hear people clapping. It's like, oh, it must have been good. You know? So I would appreciate, and you know what? I might assign somebody, I don't know, maybe Cruz or Mac or one of the kids, assign somebody to that microphone so that if in those moments when somebody has something from the Lord to interject, that we'll get the microphone to you so that can get on the tape as well. So, okay, sorry, go ahead.
Well, this happens a lot, but this was special. I had gone to see Don, and then I had to go to Wegmans, and I had to go to Tops, and I said, I got to get gas because we're almost empty. I got to go to BJ's. I got to go here. And I forgot to go to the gas station as I came out of Tops. And so then I turned around and came back in, and there was a whole line at four things. And they come to find out there was only four working. And that's why they were having lines. I thought, did everybody come at the same time? I did. I'm in a hurry. I've got to get home and let her go see Don. So this gentleman, I called the store. They hooked me up to the gas station. And he talked to me, and I explained, I can't do the gas myself. Usually come out and do it for me. And so he said, I'll be right out. He said, there's only four gas things working, and that's why we're having a backup. But I'll be right out and take care of you. And I saw him in the Kia, and he said, when I see you pull up, I'll be out. And he did. And he came out, and I told him, and he went. He said, I'm going to go take care of them and pay for them if you don't mind waiting. No, I'm fine. And he went in, then he came back out, and he gave me my money. And he had taken my key in order to call the store to make sure if I had any money coming for gas, which we all didn't need. And then he came out with that, and forgot to give me the key. I got home to the Sheridan, and I keep it in a little bag, and the bag was there, but there was no keys. And I called back again. He's, they're right here on the shelf. I hope you don't mind. Could you come and get them? Are you that far? I said, no, the Sheridan's not that far away from there. So I went right back and got them, and there were all cars lined up. He came out when he saw me, locked the door, came out, and he said, I am so sorry, this is your keys. And he says, and I hope this will help a little to make up for my mistake, that you'll forgive me. He said, he gave me a card, and it was an invitation to a Bible study. It's a big Bible study. And I said, you're a Christian. He said, yes. And I went, praise the Lord. And all the cars were around there waiting to be waited on. And he and I are, praise the Lord. So I said, you get blessed everywhere you go if you just, you're there.
Yeah, that gas station.
Yeah.
See,
so
now
I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
Makes me wonder.
I was truly blessed. I came home and I blessed her by that.
Now it makes me wonder if somebody's getting clever about reaching other people.
Yeah.
Well, if I just keep her keys, she'll come back and I'll be able to and I'll be able to tell her about Jesus. Amen.
I've been there many times, so
you can just you can turn the there's two buttons, just pull them both down there. If somebody else needs it, we'll get that around. Before I move on to, there's one other thing I want to make mention of. This key right here is an answer to prayer. And it is an answer really to a call to step up and serve. God has put in our hearts to serve this community, and he's given us opportunities. This is all God. He's given us opportunities to find furniture for people that have none. You know, we're trying to help people that have nothing, you know, people that have need. And so he's given us these connections where, you know what, here's somebody, I need a dresser. Well, somebody over there's got a dresser, and it's provided. And I threw up a call a while ago, and I said, you know what, this is really difficult trying to make these connections. The timing, God's timing is always right, but it was kind of difficult because, you know, somebody might have need something now, and somebody might have something to donate later, or somebody has something to donate now, but somebody's going to need it later. And so I made a call, and I said, I just put it out there. I just, you know what, God, if you want us to do this, it would be really helpful if we had some place to store furniture. So, like, if anybody in your congregation or anybody, your friends or somebody, hey, you know what, I got this piece of furniture I don't need anymore. Could somebody use it? Well, we'd be able to take it at that moment and store it someplace so that when somebody does need it, because guess what? Somebody's going to need it, right, at some point. So when somebody does need it, we say, yep, we got that right here. Well, this key right here is a key to a lock to a storage room that God has provided. Isn't that awesome? Hallelujah. I am so blessed by the people in this congregation who have stepped up and are willing to hear God's voice and serve and to give and to donate. The person who provided this probably wants to remain anonymous, and that's okay. I mean, if they don't, I'll leave that up to them. But that's okay. But you know what? They're not asking anything for this. And I pray that God blesses them. Because this is a business, somebody's business, that they're saying, hey, you know what, I'm going to take out of my business, I'm going to give to God, to the work of God. How many know that those who are faithful in little things, God provides much more for? You know, one storage unit, well, for a business, that's a lot of money. But to God, it's just a little thing. So I pray for a blessing for everyone that participates in that ministry. From the person who provided the shed to the people who will haul the furniture, to the people who receive the furniture and the people that donate it, all the way along. What a blessing. And I'm just so, I am overwhelmed this morning just with joy for you guys, for this congregation. What you did while we were gone was amazing. My wife and I've said this to my wife in years past. It's like, you know, it's like, why is it so hard to get people to just do stuff? Just show up and just do it. You see a need, just do it. You know, we come in and there are times, I'm not one I see a lot of stuff all the time. I'll look by stuff. You know, if you walk in my shed, it's a disaster. Or my basement, it's a disaster, you know, because I'll just walk by stuff. I'll get that later or whatever. You know, so I'll come to the church and I'll see the cobwebs. I'll take it for so long, but eventually, all right, I'll get the broom out and I'll sweep the cobwebs. The cobwebs up. And it's like, you know, what if somebody made it their ministry just to make sure there's not a cobweb showing anywhere in the building? One thing. Somebody own it. Somebody just own that part. You know, what if somebody decided, you know what, I'm going to make sure that this floor is clean every Sunday we get here? Or somebody said, you know what, oh, there's a fly on a windowsill over there. Somebody make sure, you know what, the windowsills are not going to have dead flies on. Whatever, you know, just own it. And I appreciate what you guys did while we were gone. You guys owned it. You stepped up and you did it, and you're moving forward. And what I see here is a family who cares about the house that God has given them to worship in. And that is awesome. And I'm blessed. Hallelujah. That's all right. I always forget to remind people to turn off their cell phones and stuff. It happens. It's usually a very timely thing, and I get a kick out of it most times, but... anyway, thank you so much for what you all have done. And you know, when I read the letter, what you all did, I thought, wow, the church is giving me an opportunity, just like the apostles when they said, you know what, you guys wait on the table so that we can stay focused on the Lord, focused on the ministry, the word and prayer. And it's like, wow, that is so awesome. So thank you. I appreciate that very much. I've got 10 minutes to preach a message. I don't think I can do it. I'll share another thing. I'll save this for next week, if that's okay. And I don't want to cut the children. I don't want to cut the children short, neither, because I know that what they're doing downstairs is very important, and it's a very good program that they're going through. And I appreciate those who have stepped up and said, you know what, I'll help with that. In the way it's working, you know, if you want to find out how it works, the way it's working, we're Everybody who volunteers to go down there, you're on for 2 weeks. So you might lead it. You might not have to lead it the first week, but the next week you can. You know, the person that comes along next, you can share with them what's going on, how it works, and so it's just a really good rotation, really good program for the children. So again, I appreciate those who are taking part in that. But you know, my wife and I, as we were gone, we read books when we're in the car, and we were in the car for a long time. And I say we read books, she reads, I listen as I'm driving, you know. So we both get the books, and as we're and I like it because as we're driving, you know, she'll say something and I'll be able to say, hey, you know, read that line again. You know, I might be, my mind's on traffic, or she might just hit something that is like sparked something in my spirit, and so she can read it, reread it, and then highlight stuff, and it's just the coolest thing to have that ability to the two of us to be able to gain, you know, knowledge and you know, take in different materials and things and teachings and whatnot. And so that's just awesome. But we're reading this book, and in this book it was talking about one of the books we read, it was talking about how the church today does not function the way the early church functioned. You see, the way the early church functioned was everybody was expected to bring a song or a word or, you know, some sort of testimony, something that God had did. Everybody was expected to take part. You know, there was tongues, there was speaking in tongues, there was interpretation of tongues, there was hymns, you know, spiritual songs. And then people would stand up and say, hey, you know what, I read this I read this about Jesus, or this is what Jesus did in my life, let me tell you how it affected me. And so, you know, I got thinking about that, and I'm like, yeah, you know what, I would really like to, Lord, if the church was more like that, more often. You know, not that I wouldn't preach messages, but that we would have the habit of spending time in prayer, spending time in the Word of God, in listening and growing and learning. And then when we come, each and every one of us, when we come, having the opportunity. I don't want anybody here to think that you don't have the opportunity to share what God has done in your life, or to share what God is speaking to you through any particular verse, or those types of things. Or if you have a song that, you know what, this song's been in my heart and I really love to sing it. You know, not that I'm going to make you stand up and sing a cappella, although you could if you want to. But you know what, you could approach, you know, any of the worship team and say, you know what, here's a song, maybe we could do this one time or something, and we could do that. And so we've got, okay, now 5 minutes. Thank you. Yeah, just there's two buttons. Just slide them both up.
All right. I'll share the fact that God gave me a message to give my daughter. So I'll share it with everyone else because awesome. I think it was a good message. My daughter has trouble sometimes with being bipolar. And so right now she's going through a lot of transitions in her life and a lot of changes.
Before you go any farther, let me just make mention. The message I was going to speak this morning is about double-mindedness.
Ah, there you go. So this one goes for you. This is it. So anyway, she it's my oldest, and she has trouble with bipolar, and she's going through having to get a different apartment and whatnot. And right now, financially, you know, having troubles because she's, you know, going to school and all and trying to pay for a lot of things. So she was trying to take the cheap way out, and she calls up and she goes, there's two different apartments. I don't know what to do. She goes, the one is really, really cheap, but it's on the bottom floor, and I don't know if I'd feel as safe. And she goes through all these different problems that she's concerned with. And then she goes, and the other one is gorgeous. It's everything I want, except that it doesn't have as much storage. But she goes, it's beautiful all the way around it. It's got all these trees. And she goes, and outside of it, she goes, it's, you know, so you feel really secluded inside. But when you drive out of the, you know, parking lot, she goes, all the stores I want are right nearby. And she goes, but I feel like I have to go with the poor one. I don't know what God wants me to do. And I said, sweetie, okay, this is it. And this is what he told me to tell her. Is that if we're walking with God, he uses our emotions to tell us if we're walking in the path that he has for us. And I said, so if you are walking in the path that he has for you, you're not going to be having all this discomfort of feeling unsafe, feeling this doesn't feel right, even though it might fit into my budget, or any of those type things. If all of a sudden you're feeling, though, on some other, you know, the other issue that you have a chance to take, that your emotions say, oh, wow, this would be great, it would be wonderful, it would be everything that I want. God's talking to you through your emotions. I said, now, I don't think you really need to take this step, but I'll give you the step that I usually do. I go someplace quiet in meditation and pray. Put both things out there. And when you feel that emotion of comfort, of peace, of, you know, just knowing that this is where God is leading you, if you feel that wonderful emotion, that's the road you take. Yeah. And all of a sudden she goes, oh my gosh, I feel so much better. So she went out and she put in the her application for, you know, the apartment she really wants. I told her, she goes, well, how am I going to pay for it? And I said, honey, that's not up to you. If God sets you this direction, it's not up to you. You don't have to know where that money's coming from. You do not need to know. He can send it to you from any direction. So don't be sitting there saying, they're not going to give me a raise at work. So what? Because one other time she called and she says, I'm $500 under my budget. I don't know what I'm going to do for the month. I said, you're going to have faith. And people came to her at church and gave her envelopes of money for thanking her for things she had done. And she came out with money ahead. Now, it works. And that Amen. Was my...
Amen. Thank you. I have given people that same counsel. Follow the path of peace. You know, a lot of times we come to a fork in the road, and we, what do? Well, if I go this way, this, that, and the other thing, and we go this way, this, well, you know what? Which way will give you peace? If there's no peace, I don't think God's there. I was going to say that. Where's the microphone? Amen. Could you hand that up to Paul? Paul had his hand up.
I don't think I need.
Yeah, you do. You do. For the tape, you do. Oh. It's right behind you. Two buttons. You can just leave them on for the rest of the service. It'll be all right. Two buttons. You got them both on?
I guess I don't know how to turn that on.
That one right there. There you go. You're good.
All right. Good morning first, and God bless everyone.
thank you, Paul.
The thing I wanted to say, Wednesday night, celebrate recovery. I put on my red shirt today. I was mad. I'm really upset with the way the world is going, I guess, and the only one that can help us is God. The thing is, we have about seven people in the men's group. I'm not speaking for the ladies' group. Our regulars that go. Oh, the whole church should be there. No ifs, ands, or buts. But
amen.
My thing is, seven people, and we've had people come 1 week, 2 weeks, and then they disappear. They haven't been back. And we're not to judge, and we're not to fix or anything like that. But it seems that the ones we lose are the ones that need the most help. Mm-hmm. And we need prayer for them folks. And the whole of Geneva, like I said last week, Pastor Dale wasn't here, and Doug did a super sermon. It was like me trying to talk, nervous.
Amen. Let's pray. Father, I pray for these who are on the edge, for folks who've come, they've heard the truth, yet they struggle, Lord God, to maintain. They struggle to come back and continue in the truth. I pray for them, God, that you would give them a desire in their heart for you and nothing else. Lord, help them to win over and to defeat the temptations that are in them that so just causes them to go astray. Bring them back and save them. Save them and secure them in your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Who's next? Laura. Who's got the mic for you? You got the mic? Oh, awesome.
Lloyd was on it. Couple things. I was in a similar situation once where I had to choose between two places of living when my mom was in surgery, and I had the cheap place, which was dreadful and for reasons I won't get into, and I had a better place, but there was no peace nowhere. No, I couldn't make a decision either way, and people around me helped me make that decision, and sometimes you got to praise God for the people he places in your life, because sometimes this is where the peace is coming from. You can't find it in yourself. You have to rely on other people around you who might have a better, greater, less parasitic connection. I just want to ask for prayers. Christopher has been sick for a few weeks. We don't really know what's going on with him. Started with a cold on and off, and we are now investigating more serious issues with his throat, larynx, vocal cords, sinuses. We're headed for an endoscopy on the 22nd. We're headed for a CT scan and blood work on the 16th. So any and all prayers will be appreciated.
Amen. Let's pray right now. Father, I pray for Chris. Lord, you bless him. Louis, would you put your hand on him? Hallelujah. Father, I pray for Chris right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever this illness is in his body, that you would remove it. Heal him right now and deliver him from whatever this sickness is. I pray that it would not be a hindrance for him, not even one more moment. But God, bless him and heal him and lift him up to glorify and testify of your greatness in his life. I thank you, God, for this healing. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And Lord, I appreciate that very much. And she is very much right. There are times when we get in such a turmoil in our minds and in our lives that we really don't know which way it takes us to peace. And it's a good, you know, like Paul said, everybody should be here. Everybody, when we have a service, it's good to be here. Show up for the meeting. If you're struggling with things in life, Celebrate Recovery is a great place to be to work out those issues. And if you're struggling with peace in your life, that's a great place to be. When you surround yourself with other believers, you surround yourself with people that have faith, people that will be able to pray. You know, there are times where we had a conversation recently with someone that just wasn't really sure, perhaps, or just wanted another set of eyes on a situation and some insight on, is this, you know, what I should be doing, or is this not what I should be doing? Sometimes other people, you explain what's going on in your life, and they'll say, oh, I know exactly what to do. And so, yeah, if you can't find that pathway to peace, look around you. You see the people that are sitting here? Every person in this place is a person who loves Jesus Christ. Every person in this place, I guarantee you, would be willing to sit down and say and listen. And like Paul said, not judge, not try to fix, but listen. And perhaps offer some prayer, perhaps offer some insight, or many of the times, something that you're going through, somebody else here has already been down that road. Already know the mistakes, already know the victories, and can help you in that. So thank you for sharing that, Lord. I appreciate that. Because I know that was, I mean, in that loss, how do you, you can't even gather your own thoughts about your own feelings or anything. And so, yeah, that's a great time to lean on somebody else. And, you know, it's a good thing for us to be praying for people who go through stuff. In order that perhaps, you know what, God, if they need me, just give me the words to help them. Help me be the strength that they need. Help me, God, to minister to them through your Spirit and help to be their comfort and lead them to you. A lot of times it's just a matter of taking somebody and just leading them right back to Jesus. Say, it's okay. God's got it. Amen. Anyone else want to share this morning? Oh, we got a couple. Ladies first. Thanks, Lloyd.
So last week, when Doug was asking for prayer requests, I had asked that we pray for my friend Taylor. I brought her here on a couple Sunday evenings. She's one of my previous coworkers. She doesn't work at my Olive Garden anymore. But she is also a friend of mine and somebody that I have been reaching out to minister to. She's a proclaimed pagan, actually practices it, and I've been a little weirded out and very concerned about some of the things that she's told me she's involved in. So I asked Doug to pray for her last week and specifically asked that he would provide opportunities for me to reach out to her because I have not seen her since she stopped working there. She just texted me now, and wants to get together for coffee and may come to the movie tonight. I'm not sure.
Cool.
But please just pray that God would allow me to speak truth and love to her. It's been very hard for me to speak honestly with her because I don't want to put her off. But I am very concerned. She has a lot of issues, a lot of hurt, a lot of psychotic issues. And I'm very concerned for her.
Yeah. I ran into a young man the other day. I heard his life story. I heard the mess he's living in. And I said to him, I said, well, I know where the answer is for that. Matter of fact, when we went to South Carolina. By the way, thank you for the vacation. My wife and I we really enjoyed it so much. We spent maybe 10 minutes on the beach because that's about all that the wind would allow. It was a little breezy and cold, but we did have a great time of rest and just doing things. But we took a drive down to Charleston, South Carolina one day, and we're walking through the flea markets in the center there, and there was this booth, this lady selling soaps and creams and stuff, and there was a guy there that he's talking about, well, you know, will this cream or whatever help this or whatever, and she goes, well, and he started talking about a lot of the issues in his life, and the lady said, well, there is an answer for that. You know, my wife and I are just standing there. There were times where, you know, we went to go on vacation, and if you know us, it's hard for us not to just minister, just to do stuff, right? Even times when we thought, okay, here's an opportunity, we can minister to somebody, God put somebody else there and did it before so we didn't even get a chance. So this guy's, he's verbally, you know, saying all this stuff. And before I was able to say anything, this lady goes, there is an answer for that, and it's Jesus Christ. And I'm like, cool, you know. And so the guy says, you know, he goes, well, I kind of follow this other thing. And I'm thinking, okay, how's that other thing working out for you? You know? And so then this last week, I had this young man that I first started telling you about. All this mess, all this turmoil, all this stuff. And I said to him, we're walking down the hall together, and I said to him, I said, you know what? I know where you can get help with that. I said, it's found in Jesus Christ. He said, well, not that I don't believe in Jesus or nothing, but he goes, I'm a Buddhist. And I'm thinking, I didn't say it, but I'm thinking, well, how's that working out for you? You know, and so now here's a young lady, all this stuff going on, but you know what? And I said to that lady down in South Carolina, I said, don't stop sharing your faith, whether they want to hear it or not. You told them the truth, and the truth is what? The truth is what sets you free. Amen. You don't have to compromise the truth, even if they're put off by it. You told them the truth, and it's important that we maintain. You know, and you do have to be careful. You have to be cautious. I know there's some that you know, if you jump down their throat with the truth, they're going to turn them off right now. So grace can take you a long ways, but you have to walk in the truth. Okay? And so anyway, thank you for sharing that. And we pray for, what's your name again? Taylor. Father, we pray for Taylor right now in Jesus' name, that you would bring her here tonight and that you would save her soul. Deliver her from all of these pagan cults and things that she's into. Deliver her from these psychotic issues that she's dealing with. Whatever else is she's struggling with, Lord God, that is against your will in her life. I pray that you will set her on the pathway to peace that we just talked about. Peace that is found only in following you. God, bless her. And bless each one that comes here tonight to this movie. Bless each one, Lord God. I pray that people perhaps that don't know you would come in and see that movie and choose to follow you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Jose.
Our God is greater, huh?
Amen.
When you were talking, there was something you said that the thought came to my head that we are the body of Christ and we work together, right? And we lift each other up, right? And we pray for each other. And sometimes pride gets in the way. Somebody, you know, when you're going through something, you don't really want people to know what you're going through, you know? But then you're giving the devil a foothold, you know? My experience is that he tries to isolate you, you know? And when we isolate, you know, then he has all kinds of room to play, you know? So when you're going through something, that's how we learn from each other. We share. I go to a place, and they say this phrase, we share our experience, our strength, and our hopes with each other, and we lift each other up in that way, so that when someone's going through something and they don't know how to get out of it, right? They pray, but maybe sometimes, because like me, I pray, and I don't get the answer fast enough, and I need to know right now, you know, right now. You know, what's taking you so long? Show me a sign, something, you know? But when we come to that support in our family, you know, because that's what a tight-knit family does. We support each other. And maybe I'm going through a man's issue that I don't know how to get out of. Mm. But you've been through it, or he's been through it. And he can say, well, hey, Jose, you know what? I went through that one time, and this is what I did. It gives me a different perspective. It gives me a different option, you know, something that so I can get out of my own way, because sometimes I get in my own way, and I move too fast. And instead of waiting and being patient and waiting on God, you know, and I get in trouble. So, I don't know, I just wanted to say that. And also, one other thing that I find myself doing and I encourage the church to do is to also pray for Pastor Dale, because we always pray for other people and stuff. But if anybody notices, when I come in, the first thing I do is I sit down and I pray. And I pray for Pastor Dale and his wife, that the words that we hear is God's words coming through his mouth. And he continues to encourage him and strengthen him and his family to keep doing God's will, you know, because he's using him to guide us and teach us, you know. So let's not forget about praying for them, too.
That's Amen. All right. Amen. Thank you, Jose. Hey, I'm gonna give you one of the verses from the message I was going to preach.
Yeah.
That I will preach next week. In James chapter 1, verse 2, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Patience produces character. Character produces... There's a list. It gets to love. Amen. You know, and I don't want to make it sound like, you know, something I said a few minutes ago, you know, people that are following other gods and are doing other things, and I say, well, how's that working out for you? Because their lives are a mess. And I don't want you to think that, well, just because we follow Jesus doesn't mean we're not going to go through stuff. But when you go through stuff with Jesus, like that verse just said, it produces patience. But the other thing of it is when you go through stuff in Jesus, you still have that peace. And that's important. I was with Al a few weeks ago in the hospital. He was there again, and I stopped up and visited with him. And just him and I, it was awesome. I mean, it was one of my favorite times I've ever spent with Al. You know, I fed him his dinner. You know, they brought him his food, and nobody else was there. And the nurse was like, well, you want me to send somebody in to feed you? I'm like, no, I'll do it. I go, Al, can I feed you? Yeah, that's cool. So, I mean, I just had a great time with him. And you know what? Al's going through stuff. You know, he gets weaker and weaker all the time. He can move. He thanks God. He can still move this arm enough to move his wheelchair and get himself around. But you know what? He's got peace. And so, you know, somebody might look at him and say, well, how's that following Jesus thing working out for you? And I'm pretty sure that Al would say, you know what? It's working out pretty well for me. Because he's got peace. And so, you know, you can have all this stuff going on. If your God's not giving you peace, look at Jesus. That's what I said to this young man that I talked to, you know, that told me he was a Buddhist. I said, well, I said, you know, you're into spiritual things. I said, that's cool. I said, but let me just encourage you, take a look at Jesus. And I left it at that. See where it goes. See what he does with it. I told him the truth. It's up to him to grab hold of it and be set free. Anyway, Anyone else want to share before we close? I shouldn't have, because we're doing the right thing this morning. But we're taking as much time as if I would have preached anyway. Mac.
A while back, we started school last year, we were reading a book for the beginning of the earth and all the beginning stories, like Genesis. And came to a story of Noah's Ark, and it hit me. I felt like God was trying to tell me to make a movie for that. And I didn't do it right then because I wasn't sure. And then through school, it kept coming up, Noah's Ark story. But I never ended up making it. And then again, a while back again, one time at the church service, Karen was up there speaking about how prayer was like a cinder block. And it got me thinking. It hit me. And it gave me another idea. And I have been writing this script for another movie I've been making. I'm calling it Cinderblock. But I was having a problem. I made a church, tried making a church for this movie. It didn't really look very good. But God provided someone to help me make another church. And it looks great, and it's going to work perfect. I can take walls off and stuff. So God has provided that for me, to make a movie for his glory. I haven't made it yet, but I'm going to.
Awesome. Awesome. That is so cool. He's going to make a church that the walls come off. Is that what you said? That's pretty cool. For those who don't know, Mac makes little Lego movies. I get a kick out of them. I really do. I've seen them. So if you want to take part in that, and see where they are online, you just see Mac, and maybe he can, or maybe his dad, I don't know if he wants to put them out there, but see them, and he'll tell you how to get to them on the internet, and you can watch those. So just cute little movies. I like I say, I get a kick out of them. You're forgiven, Amen. Stand with me this morning. Isn't God good? I appreciate you all sharing this morning, the things that's going on in your lives and the things that God's, speaking to you. It encourages me very much. It encourages, the other people standing here or sitting here listening. God gives us opportunity to minister. He gives us opportunity to witness. He gives us opportunity to give him glory. And that's what you guys have done here in this place today. And what a blessing it is to have been in the house of the Lord today. Amen. Amen. Father, I thank you so much for what you're doing in this place. I thank you that the walls of this place are seemingly being torn down and taken off. As we step out in the community and we serve and we reach out to the lost, and God, you bring them to us. What a blessing that is. I just pray for everyone here, God, that we would move forward, not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit. And God, that we would see this community around us be transformed by the power, Lord, of your grace and your love. Pour out your Spirit in this place. Continue working in our lives. Continue building us up so that we could in turn turn around and help somebody else come out of those miry pits. I thank you, God, for shining a light in our darkness, for pulling us out of the ashes and giving us wonderful, glorious light. God bless each one here this morning. We love you, and we worship you, and we are so glad that you have called us to yourself. And so, God, have your way in our hearts, and bless this evening as we gather together here just to fellowship and to watch a movie that glorifies you. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Greet one another before you leave today, and just love on one another. And have a great afternoon, and we'll see you back here tonight at 6 o'clock. We'll be watching Woodlawn.